بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى as he gathered us in this place, gather us in Jannah with Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and his followers Abu Bakr and Umar, Uthman and Ali and the others. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى gather us all in there along with our parents and children. Last week we discussed some cases that Muslims should know, and he said that Shaykh, when he talked about the case of calling people for knowledge, he is always making dua for them. That we get a very important point for a da'iyah or a preacher of Islam. He should always be nice with the people and make dua for them before he asks them for something. So if you want to call people for Islam, say, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be merciful with you, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you a good life, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listen to me, this is what this is. This is some way that Shaykh used to do it. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even although he did not make dua because he was talking to some kafirin, when he talks to Muslims, he always tried to be nice to them and he gave them dua and so on. Like what he did with young man when he came to him and he said, Ya Rasulullah, allow me to zina. So did Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give him harsh words when he started to say bad things to him? He said, no. Come closer. Until when he came to, he put his hand on his chest. He said, do you like this for your mother? He said, no. He said, do you like this for your aunt, for your sister, for you? And he says, no. He said, and Rasulullah was telling him the meaning of this, that, of course, the others also does not like it for their wives or for their mothers and so on. So then he put his hand, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the young man's chest and make dua for him. So the guy, that young man, said later on that, I hate zina, khalas, totally. So put in mind that when you are working for this Islam, for Islam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that was given to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, always be a nice person to those Muslims. Like, what about kafirs? Kafirs also, you be nice with them, but in the way to just tell them and show them that they are in the dangerousness. You cannot come to a person who is about to fall into a wheel or from a mountain, or get into a place where there's a fire and tell him, excuse me, wait for me please, I want to talk to you. There's no, you have to drag him strongly, right or wrong. It's not the case. No time to talk with nice words in here. You have to direct him. Now this kafir, if he dies after a few minutes, he will go to hellfire. So you need to rashly try to learn this, and you are going in the wrong place. Come to Islam. I'll show you this is Islam. You are in the wrong place. If you die like this, you'll go to hellfire. Come, I'll show you Islam. Of course, you didn't rush him this way. In the case, but you are killing him. I remember I told you the story. There was one Filipino. Some of the brothers were discussing with him about Islam, and he said, "Okay, I think Islam is good." He was Christian. So they said, "Okay, why don't you accept Islam?" He said, "Later on." So we met him later on. I met him. He said, "What are you waiting for?" He said, "Maybe inshallah after Ramadan." That was, I think, in Rajab. That's 3 months before. He said, "Do you guarantee that you live until Ramadan?" Said, huh? But what if you die tomorrow or the day after tomorrow, tonight? What you will do? You will be in hellfire. Said, well, khalas, next Tuesday, inshallah. Said, no. Because you cannot guarantee you to live a few minutes later on. Say Islam now, and if you think inshallah will be okay. Say la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. So he said, okay. He went to the office and he made shahada, alhamdulillah, and he became Muslim. And he was, alhamdulillah, later on he became one of the good Muslims on that office. Right. We are actually trying to save these people. If we talk truthfully, we are really very nice to the kafirin, because we are trying to save them. We are trying to save them from the bad life they are living. They are living a bad life. So we are trying to save them by calling them to Islam. We are trying to save them not to fall into kufr, not to fall into hellfire if they die like this. They will fall, they go to hellfire directly, as we know about Islam. So tonight really we want to talk about another message, which is about 4 or 5 messages in this booklet, which is talking about Al-Hanifiyyah. Al-Hanifiyyah, as we will see inshallah later on, is the millet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Yes, dear brother, yes. Page 4,
Know that the religion and the way of Prophet...
Before this, know that. Before that, there should be something in here which is missed from the translator. There is a dua in here, he did not mention it. In the original Arabic, message, there is a dua for there. So we say, no, may Allah guide you to His obedience. That's the translation of the missing dua. May Allah guide you to His obedience. Then that's the religion. Okay, it's not that important to write it down, but what I wanted to just remind you that we should use dua when we try to call people for Islam or for knowledge of Islam. And that's in Arabic scripture, it's there. But the original message in Arabic, there is the dua in there, yes.
Know that the religion and the way of Prophet Ibrahim is purely worship Allah alone. And this is the command from Allah to all of mankind.
Tayyib, hold on. What is the case of Millat Ibrahim or Ibrahim in here? What is the case of Ibrahim in here? Why is he bringing Ibrahim alayhi salam? We're talking about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or messengers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some people say, what Ibrahim is doing in here? I'm not asking, I'm just trying to... Okay? The case is this, that even Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to follow the millat Ibrahim. What's millat Ibrahim? Deen Ibrahim. Which is tawheed, monotheism. The deen of Ibrahim was tawheed. ثُمَّ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ أَنِ اتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. Ibrahim was Hanif. Hanif will come to it in this point. Just a minute later. But Millat Ibrahim here is to what? Actually, we have to be so clear on this point. What is Millat Ibrahim that we are required? وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مِنْ سَفِهَا نَفْسَهُ. طيب. Whoever person who is not accepting Millat Ibrahim, he is a stupid. That's the meaning of this ayah. Subhanallah. Are we supposed to follow Muhammad or Ibrahim alayhi salam? We're supposed to follow Muhammad, who is following Ibrahim alayhi salam. Because monotheism, as you remember, is the message which is for every messenger. Listen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَعْبُدُونَ. Every messenger came to his people to tell them, say لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. So every messenger is bringing monotheism to his people. Now even Millat Ibrahim was stronger and clearer to us because it is explained in the Holy Quran, and Muhammad was told to follow him in this case. What was Millat Ibrahim? Clearly, in Surah Al-Mumtahinah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ إِذْ قَالُوا لِقَوْمِهِمْ إِنَّا بُرَاءُ مِنْكُمْ وَمِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ كَفَرْنَا بِكُمْ وَبَدَا بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةُ وَالْبَغْضَاءُ أَبَدًا حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ. Ah, this is a very dangerous case, brothers. I tell you the truth, this is not accepted or liked by a lot of governors in this world. They hate the case of Millat Ibrahim. Why? Because it is clearly to say that human beings are not slaves of anybody except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these people want to make the people slaves of them. No. We are only slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We only obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the true obedience. Yes, we are supposed to obey our leaders and our sheikhs, our scholars, but their obedience is limited. While the obedience for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the obedience for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is complete. Listen to Allah is telling us to obey wa ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul wa ulil amri. He did not say, وَأَطِيعُوا الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. Why? Why he differs between this and this? Because أَطِيعُوا اللَّهِ complete obedience for Allah Ta'ala. Whatever comes from Allah, we must obey. وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولِ is also complete obedience of Allah, of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Because وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى. Whatever Muhammad says, he does not bring it from his mind صلى الله عليه وسلم. That's all wahi whispering from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Remember we said that sunnah differs from Quran, that Sunnah is the words of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the meaning from Allah. While Quran is words and meaning from Allah. Both of them are wahi. Both of them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. طيب. Millat Ibrahim is monotheism. Not only to be a monotheist, but also to reject and disbelieve in the non-monotheist, and in the polytheists, or the kafirin totally. إِذْ قَالُوا لِقَوْمِهِمْ. Ibrahim عليه السلام and his followers said to their people, we are free from you. بُرَآ, بَرَآ. You know, وَلَا بَرَآ. You remember this case? We are بُرَآ. نَحْنُ بُرَآ مِنْكُمْ. خلاص. إِنَّا بُرَآ مِنْكُمْ. We are free of you. Not only you. وَمِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ Also what you are worshipping, we are free of them. We hate them. كَفَرْنَا بِكُمْ We are disbelieving you. كَفَرْنَا بِكُمْ Complete the ayah. وَبَدَى يعني clearly seen. بَدَى means ظهر. ظهر means clearly seen. بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةِ Hateness between us and you. Subhanallah. Why? Why? Because it's the case of Islam and Kufr. Our big mistake nowadays among Muslims that Muslims are melting the hatred to get closer to the Kafirin and they find so much reasons to do so. No. No, ya Habibi. No. If you want to be true Muslim, you should follow Millat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Millat Ibrahim to hate and disbelieve and also make these Kafirin as true Kafirs. They don't say the others. Or non-Muslims. This is incorrect. They are kafirin, call them kafirin. Call them disbelievers. Don't try to melt the words and say, oh, these are, you know, brothers in humanity. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. What do you mean brothers in humanity? What is this? From where you get this? These are kafirin. We hate them. We have to hate them. It's not up to us. Allah, the creator of us and the creator of the kafirin, told us to hate them. So why are we hating? We are hating them. Not only hating them, but also telling them we hate them. وَبَدَى بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةُ وَالْبَغْضَاءُ أَبَدًا حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ That is why you have to remember that Al-Hanifiyya. Al-Hanifiyya means, okay, Hanif in Arabic means the one who is curving far away from the wrong thing. You got the point? The one who is curving. Hanif means the curving. Or the one who is curving. He is curving from what? From the wrong thing, from disbelieving. From the wrong understanding, from the wrong believing. So Ibrahim alayhi salam was Hanifan Muslima. Far away from kufr, far away from shirk, from polytheism. He's far away from it all. So we are supposed to follow him in this point. We'll come to this point so many times because we need to understand it. It's the case that we have to segregate Muslims from Catholics. We cannot merge them. We cannot put them all together. We cannot leave, yes, okay, we have good relation with the Kafirin. It's not up to us. If we want to be true Muslims, we have to follow Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, who is following Ibrahim عليه السلام in the case of Millat Ibrahim. It's a big case of Wala and Bara, and we will come to it sometimes other also, inshallah, when we talk about this book. Yes.
It is for the reason that Allah has created them, as He said, that which means, and I, Allah, created not the jinn and mankind, except that they should worship me.
This ayah, by the way,
Dhariyat. To worship me means to single me out in worship, the greatest matter with which Allah commanded.
Let's clear out this point also. Problem is that we have a lot of misunderstanding of the case of worshipping. This word actually we need to talk about a lot, but we're not going to put it in one time because it will take us so long time. Let's take it. But first of all, let's see what do we mean by worshipping, and what do we mean by tawheed in worshipping. That's the big case. Worshipping in most Muslims' understanding is salah, sawm, hajj, zakah, right? Okay, that's wrong. This is part of worshipping. This is called in Arabic sha'air ta'abudiyya. Sha'air ta'abudiyya means part of worshipping we are doing, which is part of Islam. Otherwise, we cannot practice this ayah, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ We cannot practice it. Why? Because Allah told us that He created us only for worshipping. It means we cannot go to work. We cannot eat. We cannot sleep. Because we are not obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the case of worshipping. That's because we misunderstood the word worshipping. If we understand the word worshipping correctly, then we will not fall into this wrong understanding. What is the true understanding of worshipping? It is the case that everything you are doing in your life, having two conditions, it is a worship. What are these two conditions? Only for Allah, only by the way of Muhammad Rasulullah. That is one of the necessities of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. It is one of the reasons, or one of the results of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, that we will do everything we are doing in our life for Allah only. That's La ilaha illallah, part of it. And by the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is the one of the results of Muhammad Rasulullah. طيب. Then let's come and practice it in life. I am going to drink this water. Bismillah. الحمد لله. Did I do worshiping? Yes.
Yeah.
That depends on my intention, of course. I have done it the way that Muhammad told me. I said Bismillah before I drink, and I say Alhamdulillah after I drank. Okay, I drank it the way Muhammad told me to do. Okay, fine. That's one condition. The first condition, or the one before it, is to make it only for Allah. Why am I drinking the water? If I drink the water just to feel not thirst. Okay, this is allowed. This is halal, but it's not worshiping. If I drink it to make my body stronger for what I am doing now, for da'wah, or I'm make my body stronger for other things I'm going to do, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for salah, then this is worship. So intention is important. Eating also. Why am I am eating? To fill my belly button. Huh? To enjoy the taste of pizza or whatever. Huh? Huh? Nah. This is halal. Fine. If you eat from halal, we are eating from halal, and we both from halal, this is halal. But if I eat it from halal, but with the intention that this will make me stronger, inshallah, for ibadah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the other ibadah like salah, sawm, hajj, zakah, and jihad, then I am doing ibadah. Worshipping. So we have to put this in mind, brother. Yani, what's the dalil? What's the evidence? So many evidences. The life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is always the good evidence, the best evidence. How did he live, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Did he always stay in the mosque and recite Holy Quran and worship and pray only? No. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, married, and he goes, and he comes, and he eats, and he sleeps. He slept, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did all of this, and he was worshipping Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So everything we are doing in our life, your life, from the morning till the next morning, you are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you have the good intention, the correct intention, and the way that following Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So intention is needed, the correct intention, plus following Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jabir ibn Abdullah was saying that I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward me for my sleeping as he rewards me for my praying, yani at night. How is that? Because he said when he sleeps to make his body stronger for Salat al-Fajr, as an example. So he expects Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward him for that. Because he is putting part of worshipping. He is doing what's part of worship. So he's going to work. Is it worshipping? What do you think? Yes. Of course, with these two conditions. That this, you are doing this to gain money, halal money, huh? And you are doing it in the right way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that means you are working in the correct place. Yeah, don't work on bank and say, I'll get halal money while this bank is using riba. Don't work on a bar, huh? Say, I'll get halal money while you're giving the others alcohol to drink. You're not doing this, inshallah, but I'm just giving an example. Huh? So, this person, his intention is correct, but his following of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is incorrect. While if he is going to work, yani he goes in the morning to work with the intention, the correct intention, plus he is working in the halal way, halal work, okay? Then he is, inshallah, doing worship. Clear, brother? So, put this in mind, because we need this when we talk about worshipping. Most people, they fall into the wrong place. When you come to the people, those people who go into the graves, or they are falling into democracy, or this parliamentary things, or cases, they say, no, we are not doing the wrong things. We are not worshipping these people. Worshipping is salah. We are not making salah for Ajmir, as an example. Huh? Or Shah Madani. Huh? Or others. We are not worshipping. We are not praying for them. Yes, he is not praying for them. He's not, but he is coming to touch and say, Barakah. Ah, this is but worshiping. Barakah is from Allah only, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Blessing is only from Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why are we asking this from someone else? Or he's thinking that cures could come from such and such Khalandar Baba. Subhanallah. Yeah, and he says, his wife, poor lady, she can't have babies. So what she will do? She will go to the such and such Khalandar Baba, his grave, and she say, please, huh? Give me a baby. So all of a sudden tomorrow she has a big stomach, the next day she has a baby. Subhanallah al-Azim. How it's a crazy way to do it. While Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly told us not to do so. And if you ask Allah, if you ask Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why did he come to the people who were worshipping Allah? Do you think Quraysh were not worshipping Allah? They were worshipping Allah. They were making tawaf, they were making hajj, they were making some kind of salah, some kind of fasting, and charity. Tayyib. What's wrong then? The wrong that they are doing this part for Allah, part for their ideals or stashes. And they said, as Allah told us in the Holy Quran, مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى. Yani you are worshipping them to get us closer to Allah. Ah, ask these people who go into this grave, they say, we're just trying to get closer to Allah by these people. What's the difference in here? No difference. So they need to come to call them to Islam again. So if we misunderstand the word worshipping, the meaning of word worshipping, then we are not going to understand Islam. Because Islam is talking about worship. La ilaha illallah is talking about worshipping. The only thing it's concentrating in, la ilaha illallah is worshipping. Because ilah is ma'luh in Arabic, means the one who is worshipped by love and glorifying. That's the case. That's the ilah. That's the ma'luh. Not in the wrong place where the people say, wrong meaning, they say, la ilaha illallah means no creator but Allah. Okay, if this is true, then Quraysh are Muslims. Abu Jahl is a Muslim. Because he says, no creator but Allah. Allah says in the Holy Quran, we have evidence. وَلَا يَسَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَا يَقُلُونَ اللَّهِ. They must say that the creator of heaven and earth is Hubal or Allat or Al-Uzza or this or that. Huh? They said Allah. But still they are not Muslims. Because they did not say that Allah is the only one deserves to be worshipped. So this is a very important point. Muslims, they made a mistake, a lot of Muslims now, they made a mistake when they misunderstood the case of worshipping. What is it? Worshipping means, the word worshipping is a big word, contain all our life. Including eating, receiving, and salah, and fasting, everything. This is coming to worshipping. So put this in mind, then you can easily understand how Islam can, how Muslim can go in his life. The doctor can be a good Muslim, good worshipper also. The engineer, and when you are working there, if this is halal working and you have the good intention and you do it the way Muhammad has told us to do, then you are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by this collecting money and halal. Alhamdulillah. And also you're taking good halal, you put inshallah on your children and your wife and halal also. So when you come to the judgment day, you will be asked, how did you get this money? How did you spend it? Both of them are alhamdulillah in the halal way, alhamdulillah. Then you'll go to good Jannah inshallah. As Muhammad has told us in the hadith, لا تزول قدم عبد يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن أربع وذكر منها ما له من أين اكتسبه وفيما أنفقه. How did he gain his money and how did he spend it? It's not only how in only, no, also out. It's not so easy. We have to put this in mind, brothers. We need to know how we gain our money and we need to know how we spent it. Did we gain it the correct way? The way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us to do? Are we spending it also the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us to do? Then we are inshallah on the right track, with the good intention of course, which is the other condition. Yes.
The greatest matter with which Allah commanded the creation is to believe in His unity, which entails offering all worship to Allah alone, Tawheed. And the worst matter that Allah prohibited is associating partners with Him in worship, that is shirk. The evidence for this is the saying of Allah, which means worship Allah and join none with Him in worship. An-Nas
36. The case of Tawheed, I think we have passed by some of this last time or the time before, right? We said that Tawheed is three sects. Or did I forget? Huh? We talked about that, right? Because the case of Tawheed, again, some people say you talk too much about Tawheed. I said, yes, I have to talk a lot. Not too much. Two is no good, you know, by the way. If you say this is too hot to drink, you cannot drink it. But if it's very hot, you can drink it. Still. People who know the English, like our teacher English in here, he knows that the big difference between two, T-double-O, and very. Huh? Very means it's hot, yes, but you still can. Or it's too cold, you cannot drink it. But it's very cold, you can drink it. So if I say, I'm talking about La Allah a lot, or very much, or about Tawheed, very much, not too much, okay? Then I mean it, because actually our major case is Tawheed. Same as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he started da'wah, he spent 10 years sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no salah, he did not call for salah or sawm or hajj or zakah. Yani how much is da'wah or his risalah? 23 years, right? Wait, 23 years, if 10 of them, almost half of them, talking about no salah, no sawm, no hajj, zakah. He's talking about what then? Tawheed. So aren't we supposed to follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and also talk about Tawheed as much as we can? Our majority of our time to talk about Tawheed, especially that we Muslims now, we need to talk about Tawheed. A lot of Muslims are misunderstanding the case of Tawheed. So we have to remember that Tawheed is three sects. Lordship side, worship side, names and quality side. Why are we putting them this way? To make it easy to understand. This is not in the Quran and Sunnah, by the way. But this is our Muslim scholars, from the Sahaba time and later on, they segregated this way to make it easier to be able to understand, for learning and understanding. Lordship side means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to to unitize Allah or to believe in the oneness of Allah and His deeds. Like what? Creating, providing, and so on. Maintaining and so on. And in the other side, the other sect, which is the worship side, is to believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worshipping, in our deeds. So our deeds should be only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for anybody else, not through anybody else. And we said that, you know, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be direct. As Allah told us in the Holy Quran, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Directly. يعني الله سبحانه وتعالى is telling us the meaning of this, call me. He does say to us, call me through. Huh? Or call that person for me. There's no intermediate. Directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are calling Allah directly to Allah. But in the case of receiving the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Islam and Quran and Sunnah, we are having them through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So to go to Allah, direct. The message is not direct. That's fine. That's easy for us. Then we are really understanding this case on the case of the worship. It should be only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Names and qualities, it's easy just to put in mind that we believe every name, every quality which is mentioned in the Quran and Sunnah the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us. The way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to us. He told us in the Quran and Sunnah that He is Alim, Hakim, Rahman, Rahim. We believe it. He told us also that He has a face. And He has a leg. And He has a hand. We are believing it also. But we are saying the same ayah Allah told us subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَيْتَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Nothing like Him. We have a joke. It's a joke. But sometimes we use jokes to give an example. They say there was a person who is blind since he was born. Yeah, he was blind. After a few years, when he became, say, 15, 16 years old, he made a lot of medicine treatment. So he, all of a sudden, because of medical treatment, he could see. When he saw, the first time he saw a head of a rooster, you know rooster? Dick. Called an Arabic dick. Okay? Then he became blind again. So the only thing he saw in his life is the head of the rooster. So every time they tell him, okay, we have a car, how is it from the rooster head? Like we have a building, like how is it from the rooster head? So he's trying to compare everything to the rooster head because it's the only thing he saw. Now we have also the same problem that every time we say, Allah has this, Allah has a face. Yani a face, that means the two eyes and the nose and astaghfirullah. Who said so? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala laysa kamithlihi shay means every attribute, every qualification, every name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should take it that it is only for Allah, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about it, not like us. And we gave an example that we believe that the animals or the creations have faces. An elephant has a face, right? And an ant has a face. A camel has a face. Are they the same? They are not the same. So if they are the creations now and they are not the same, what about the creator subhanahu wa ta'ala? He has his own face. He did not give us a description of his face. He said that he has his own. So, but we believe it the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. That's it. Alhamdulillah. So these three sects of Tawheed is very important. Three types of Tawheed is very important. Lordship, worship, and names and qualities. If we understand it, it will be easy for us to not to fall into the vice versa of Tawheed, which is shirk or polytheism. Polytheism is a big case, and we'll come to it inshallah when we discuss this in the later on inshallah. But it is a very dangerous case. We have been through some of its dangerousness last time or the time before, and the Muslim should really be so careful not to fall into it. And believe me, يعني Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that this his ummah or part of his ummah will come back to shirk again. And that happened. He said that some of the ladies of the tribe called Daus, which is living in the south of Saudi Arabia, will go back to round or make tawaf on the Khalasa, which was one station or ideal in the south of Saudi Arabia at that time. And they did. That happened about 200 years ago. Some of the scholars from this area, Riyadh, went to that area. They found the ladies of Daus are making tawaf on that station. As Muhammad said, why that happened? Because of ignorance. Don't think that here in Saudi Arabia they never fell into shirk. Yes, we have. Yes, we had here a lot of shirk before that. Alhamdulillah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahab came, he destroyed this all by his good da'wah, alhamdulillah. We used to have, as I told you before, the grave of Zayd ibn Khattab, as they say. They claim it's Zayd ibn Khattab, brother of Umar ibn Khattab, and they used to make tawaf into it, and they sacrifice, and they shave heads, and so on. They used to worship some caves in here, some trees. Subhanallah, some trees besides Al-Kharj. You know, palm trees, as I said before, two different, yani the female different than the male. So, some valley beside Al-Kharj is full of male palm trees. So the ladies who do not get married, or do not have, don't get married for a long time, they go there and they hug these male palm trees and say, give me a husband before the year goes. So they're asking the tree to give them husbands. Subhanallah al-Azim. Now this is what's happening in here. Don't think it's the case. And also in other Islamic worlds, or other worlds now. Go and see in Egypt. And in Egypt there's al-Badawi grave. 2 million people go there and they make complete hajj. They make tawaf. They sacrifice. They shave heads. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Go to Syria.
Even now?
Even now, up to now, up to tomorrow. Go to Iraq, see the stupid Shia, what they are doing. Go to Lebanon, go to Syria.
Nobody make
dawah there? There are, but not so strong.
What is in Lebanon? What's happening in Lebanon? Same thing?
Yes, there is. Shia and Lebanon, they are doing worse. Not Shia only. By the way, in Lebanon there are so much parts of Shia, different Shia. There are Imamis Shia. There is Druze Shia. There is Nusayri Shia, there is Christians. Huh? Sunnah is very limited and they are ignorant also. Ignorant, they don't have good understanding of Islam. Very limited people they have. Most of Islamic world is the same way. When you come to Tafsir wa Tawheed, يعني الله أكبر. There are scholars on the Arabian countries, they do not understand La ilaha illallah as Muhammad told us. Not regular people, not ignorant people, they are scholars. In Al-Azhar and the other places, they do not understand Islam correctly. They do not understand La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Hassan told us to understand. What can we say? That's why we say it's a big responsibility for you and me to call for La ilaha illallah. Ask yourself about your area. Every one of you who come from different town, as an example, ask yourself how Muslims are there. Some of you, one of your brothers from India, he told me once that in their town, the other town around, they have their own Khalandar Baba, own graves. And this town does not have, so they have to create a new one. So they made like this and they say, oh, that was a long time ago, very good person died in here, a pious person died in here, so start to worship him. Subhanallah al-Azim. Is this acceptable? Of course acceptable because Muslims are really ignorant. Now who will direct these people? You and I. We are here. Actually we are in Islam. Alhamdulillah, Allah has directed us to this good understanding of Tawheed. Who directed you? Who directed us? We, because our good minds? No. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His grace subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He directed us to understand Islam the correct way. So then, because of this ni'mah, because of this grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should call the other. Especially when you remember the four conditions in Surah Al-Asr. Remember it? Yes. Then if we remember this, that to know Islam and believe in it, then to practice it, then to call the others for it, then to be patient for what you are going to receive, then you are not going to be one of the losers, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swore in the Al-Asr. Wal-Asr, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. All human beings are losers, except those people who have these four conditions. So we need to know Tawheed, we need to know La ilaha illallah, monotheism. Then if we do so, and practice it in our life, then we can call people easily. This is the system, or this is the way that Muhammad ﷺ did. 10 years in Mecca calling for nothing, but La ilaha illallah, Tawheed, monotheism. So if after this year, he stopped talking about Tawheed, no. He still continued to talk about Tawheed until he died, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, while he was dying, he was telling us, cursing the Jew and Christians because they make buildings on their graves, or on their prophets or messengers' graves. لَعْنَةُ عَلَى الْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَى اتَّخَذُوا قُبُورًا بِيَائِهِمْ مَسَاجِدًا. While he was dying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is that the case of that we are going to... some Muslims, unfortunately, they think, okay, take Islam, take things which is not going to contradict with the others. If there's no trouble, Safe again. Salah, nobody will say. If you are in the area, they do not like Salah, don't pray. Pray at home. If you are in the area, the people are praying with Jama'ah, go with Jama'ah. This is not Islam. This is worshipping the society. I have seen myself when I went to the United States in the year of 1400. That's 29 years ago. Some of the Saudis who were with me, of course we were teenagers at that time, 18, 19 years old. Some of the Saudis who were with me, unfortunately he has the sajjada on the wall. So I said him, why? Did Allah change the qibla to this guy? Are you going to pray in here like this? He said, no, khalas, maki salah. He said, what do you mean? He said, khalas, this is Saudi Arabia, we are here in the United States, maki salah. Subhanallah al-Azim. Because he was not worshipping Allah when he wasn't here, he was worshipping the society. Because the society wants him to pray, he prays. But when he finds the freedom not to pray, he is not praying. Is this Islam? Subhanallah al-Azim. So we need to know and practice and call and be patient for what we want to say. This is Tawheed, and we need to know it and understand it and follow it and work for it, because this is the only way to save us from hellfire. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with a big wisdom, calling people for one case, which is La ilaha illallah, for 10 years, do you think this is without wisdom? Subhanallah. Subhanallah. أَبَا حَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَدًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ فَتَعَالَى اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقِّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a big wisdom in this case. We have to put all of this point in our mind and think of it. Why Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spent 10 years calling for nothing but La ilaha illallah? Some people say that Arabs do not know and do not understand La ilaha illallah. Subhanallah, pure Arabs, they don't know La ilaha illallah. Ishad. They knew it, and there are very good examples we have said already when the Abu Jahl and the others came to Abu Talib, the uncle of Muhammad and so on. But
the three fundamental principles. If you ask,
yes.
If you ask
I think we should stop in here because we'll have a few minutes for brothers or focuses. Yeah, right? No, because this is one case. Yeah, this is one case, three fundamentals, we'll leave it for. Any questions, brothers, in this case? The Hanifiya case? إبراهيم حنيفة. So that's why it's called حنيفية. حنيفا مسلما وما كان من المشركين. ثم أوحينا إليك أن اتبع ملة إبراهيم حنيفة. What does حنيف mean? Name of one guy from Bangladesh. What does حنيف mean? أبو حنيفة? What does it mean of حنيف?
No.
Curving or diverting from the wrong track. يعني this is wrong track, he's diverting. Diverting from shirk. That's حنيف. Sometimes we need to know the meaning of the Arabic word. Because the Quranic word, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala words, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith. We need to need the word. So why we are calling all حنيف, حنيف, حنيف. حنيفي, حنيفية. الملة الحنيفية, ملة إبراهيم حنيفة. What does that mean? It means that a person who is curving. That's why you call the... There was one guy in the time of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from this area called Al-Ahnaf ibn Qais. Al-Ahnaf, it's a name or a description of a person who has legs like this. You know the legs, some people their legs are, that's called Al-Ahnaf. Ahnaf. Ahnaf means his legs are like this. So Hanif means diverted. Diverted from what? From the right? No. Diverted from shirk. Ibrahim alayhi salam was the only person among his people who was not making shirk. His father was making the station or idol. But Ibrahim alayhi salam was the only one who was. So he started to call by abundance of the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he started to call for tawheed, monotheism. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was almost the only one in Mecca not worshipping the idols or falling into them. But when he started to call people, he faced. And this is a very important point we have to put in mind also. Don't think, brothers, that if you call for Tawheed, people will clap for you. Oh, mashallah. Huh? No. I'm afraid they will throw you with rocks. Only at least they will call you bad names. Wahhabi. Wahhabi. They will do this. And they have done it. I have so many brothers of you, like you, they told us when they go to the call people for Tawheed, they say, oh, mashallah, you came from Saudi Arabia, and Wahhabi, no? You were talking... And they really having the problem of misunderstanding this word. What is Wahhabi? Who is Wahhabi? a guy who hates Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's what they think. That's what they say. We don't care about names. Fine. Whether Muhammad is a Wahhab or others, we are talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have our own scale. Now we are not scaring people by Ibn Abdul Wahhab and by the others. We're scaring people with Quran and Sunnah. Even him. That's why in Islam there is a rule to say, no people with Islam. Don't know Islam with people. Or from people. Don't put people as a scale for you. If this guy is, what this guy is saying is correct, خلاص, this is Islam. But this guy is a human being, yeah, he makes mistakes. Except Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his brothers are from the Nabiyeen, prophets. Others are making mistakes. So how can I follow a person who makes mistakes? Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, one of the followers and companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, follow those people who have died already. The alive person, you cannot guarantee that he will not fall into fitna. Yeah, I mean he will change his deen. So we are not really trying to get the people to say, okay, whatever Hanbal, Ahmad ibn Hanbal says is the right one. Whatever Ibn Uthaymeen, no, خلاص, the other one. Or Abu Hanifa, or Shafi, or Malik. No, ya Habibi, no. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whatever Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is correct. Whatever the other says, is maybe correct, maybe wrong. We have the scale, alhamdulillah. We didn't have to go and find the scale by others. We have a good scale. So following Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the way to be safe and the right track. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was following Ibrahim alayhi wa sallam. ثم أوحينا إليك أن اتبع ملة إبراهيم حنيفة. And ملة إبراهيم, as we said, is to be firm in Islam. Firm, ماذا يسنس. يعني if this is okay, I will do it. If it's not okay with the society, I will not do it. Ibrahim was firm, strict in Islam. He had no choice. He called his father so many times. When he rejected, he started to tell him, ya Allah, go away, go to hell. Because when he knew that he is not going to accept Islam, تبرأ منه, he hated him. خلاص, he threw him away.
How is the behavior?
Okay, as we said in the last time in the case of behavior, yeah, we have to do this, differentiate between the case of love and hate and between the other case, which is treatment. Okay? Now, Ibrahim was treating his father in the beginning good. Although he hates him for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he was a kafir. But he was treating him good, hoping that he will accept Islam. When he rejected Islam, he said, don't talk to me about this. خلاص. He hated him. He told him, listen, I hate you. You are my enemy. تبرأ منه. خلاص. طيب, what was the ayah that we know we have already been through last week? We said that even, يعني, as Allah told us in the Holy Quran, وَإِنْ جَاهَدَ أَبَوَاكَ parents. وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ لِتُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. يعني, if they want you to become a mushrik, don't obey them, but treat them good in life. That's because they are parents, you are treated good. Hopefully that you will accept Islam. But when they come to the point that tell you that, don't talk to me about this, I hate you in Islam, and start to say bad things about Allah, or about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or about Quran, then you have to clearly tell them that I hate you, you are no more a friend of mine or a relative of mine. If I love my parents or my children or my wife, but they are the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I have to treat them good if I can call them to Islam. But when they start to become bad to Islam and say bad things about Islam, then I have to deal with them differently. Yeah.
There's also the example of the son of Abdullah bin Ubay who wanted to kill his father.
Oh yes. So yes, he came to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's good, also a good example. But Abdullah bin Ubay was not actually a kafir, clear kafir. He was a hypocrite.
Yes.
But this is a good example even. He stabbed him before Medina. And he came actually to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before that. He came, said, Ya Rasulullah, if you are going to kill him, or ask someone to kill him, tell me to kill him, I'll kill him. Because I don't want to see someone who killed my father, and I can maybe shaitan will push me to kill that guy. Then I will kill a Muslim with a kafir. If you want to kill him, tell me, I will go and kill him. I'll bring you his head. So Muhammad said, no. We'll be nice with him until inshallah come back. So what he did, he went to the Medina door, because they are coming, or gate, where they're coming from Ghazu, from Jihad. And he stopped in the gate of Medina, and he stopped his father outside. He said, you cannot get into Medina until Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives you, okay, allow you to get, come in. Because he said, لَإِنْ رَجَعْنَا إِلَى الْمَدِينَةَ لَيُخْرِجَنَّ الْأَعَزُّ مِنْهَا الْأَذَلُّ. And he said that he is the one who is high and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is low. So he said, I will kick him out from Medina. أعوذ بالله. So Abdullah, his son, he said, no, you are the one. You are the low one, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the high one. you stay outside until Muhammad doesn't allow you to get in. Until Muhammad doesn't allow him to get in. So however, the case of Wala and Bara actually needed also to be, because it's part of Tawheed. Part of Monotheism is Wala and Bara. You know how? How do I love the one Allah hates? If I love Allah, if I feel that I understand, I believe that Allah is the only one deserves to be worshipped, that He's the only one that deserves to be loved truly, how can I love the one who loves? Yani, suppose Sheikh Brother Jamal, he's my good friend, and some other guy, he's his enemy. I like Jamal, and also I have good friendship with his enemy. You say, what kind of friendship is this? You like and you help my enemy? This is not a friendship. That's even better between human beings. But what about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah hates the kafirin. How can I love him? Even this kafirin, one of them is my father or my son or my children. The case of Bara and Bara is a big case, brothers. And we need to think, because it's part of Tawheed. Part of monotheism. Good question. Yes. Depending on Quran and Sunnah. Yeah, depending on Quran and Sunnah, you will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called something shirk. Polarism, right? Sometimes this thing which is called shirk, it does not go to the extent of major shirk which excludes from Islam. Okay? Does not go to the extent of major shirk which exclude from Islam. So scholars said, then we have to put it in a lower area to say it is minor shirk. It's worse than major sins like drinking alcohol or theft or whatever, but it's not excluding from Islam. While the shirk which is clearly shirk with no other ayah to stop it from being to the extent of the major shirk, it's major shirk. Like giving any of the worshipping which is deserved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, giving it to someone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Asking cureness, asking this from graves or this, or getting into the parliament with democracy. Some people say, democracy, what's wrong with democracy? It's good, ya Shaykh, to be just with... No, Habib. Democracy actually, just to make it easy, they say that in the parliament, they want to make democracy, they say, if 51% or more of the parliament people decided that alcohol is okay, then it's alcohol is okay. Subhanallah. But Allah Ta'ala says it's haram. No. Democracy is... Subhanallah.
What democracy is?
Well, it's hypocrisy if they hide it. But if they show it, it's not hypocrisy. It's kufr. Right?
He says that the constitution of the parliament is Quran and Sunnah, and they're just electing the people through election. But they say that we will not make any law which contradicts Quran and Sunnah. Then...
This is not called democracy, it is not called parliament, called shura. Shura in Islam means, like Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, they have the scholars, the good people of Islam, the good knowledge of Islam in every side of war, side of Islamic knowledge. They bring them and they throw the case with them and say, what do you think? Everyone is saying, and he's bringing the dalil or the evidence for Quran and Sunnah, then they take the one which is stronger and khalas. But democracy or parliament, no, it's the case of having the kafirin on one side and the good, maybe the good Muslims on the other side, and they are trying, okay, to say alcohol is halal or not halal. Haram is not haram. So it's the case of shirk, polytheism, because Allah told us in the Holy Quran about the Christian and Jew, اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله. So they made their priests or their ruhban to as gods. They make halal things for them haram, so they make it haram. And they make haram things for them is halal, so they accept it, so they worship them. That's part of worshipping, that's shirk. Any question? Yes?
There's some devil's hand lines that say we should come together with the kuffar on common terms and have interfaith dialogue and stuff like that. What's your view on that?
No. Dialogue cannot be between Islam and kuffar. It's the case of da'wah. If you want to make da'wah, then you go to the kafirin in their place, same as Muhammad SAW did. Did he make a dialogue with these kafirin to come? We have a dialogue on a nadwa, dar al-nadwa, on Mecca, and sit down and discuss, is it good, better, Islam, or all? They tried to do this with him. They came to him, they say, why don't you worship our God one year, and worship your God one year? So what did Allah SWT say? قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. خلاص close it. Close it. So it cannot be accepted. Not accepted. يعني I know. Okay. I am a Muslim. I think this is Islam. You must. What can we do? We'll go to the Kafirin, knock their doors, or go to their places, or go to their gathering and say, listen to us. We are calling you to Islam. Sheikh Ahmed Didat, rahmatullah, he was doing one of the best ways with his taqiyah. Come to Islam. Come to Islam. Your troubles is because you are not Muslims. Come to Islam. How Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did it? Did he go and try to make dialogues and this and this? No. Yeah, we have some unfortunately, some scholars now, they are trying to do this. They call, no, don't say the others are kafirin, say the others. And don't you know, say they are, yani, try to have dialogues with them and sit down with them, you know, try to see, closer, get them closer to Islam, get the people, they're not saying get them closer to Islam, no. They say get some closing, or get the closer to get together, Islam and kufr. How can I? Yani, I will go to the kafir and say, okay, khalas, I will not say that you are kafirin. I'll change it from Quran, I'll make it you are the others. Okay, so you accept this, you say, khalas, you will close it. What is this? Change Quran for the others. Change the Quran for kafirin. No way. It's clear. If they want it this way, ahlan wa sahlan. If they don't, it's up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you want to make them, give them hidayah or not. It's not up to me. My duty is only to show them Islam. This is Islam. But like what? Like this Shia now in Saudi Arabia. Or Shia in Iraq or anywhere else. How shall I talk to them? Some scholars, unfortunately, say, let's make dialogue. What are you going to do with the dialogue? Try to get Sunnah closer to Shia and Shia closer to Shia. Cannot be. You get Sunnah or Islam closer to Kufr. Shia is totally in this time nowadays, as we studied in 11.4, they are Taba'iyya, they are Mushrikeen in two sides. They are Mushrikeen in Rububiyya side by saying that Ali ibn Abi Talib and the others knows the ghaib. Until the world. That's only for Allah. Azza wa Jalla in the Holy Quran, قُلْ لَا يَعْلَمُ مِنْ فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَلَا فِي غَيْبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Shia says no, Ali ibn Abi Talib and his sons knows the ghaib. Astaghfirullah. This is shirk in the Rububiyya side. Lordship side. And of course in the worshipping side, they are following so much shirk. They are calling Ali al-Hussein instead of Allah. They are worshipping them. They are putting this turban, and they make sujood into it, and they are asking them instead of Allah, and so on of these things. They are following so much shirk on this side. So, how can I get closer to these people? Tell me. Can you get closer to them? No. They must come to us. We have to call them to us. Yani that means people can say, okay, that means you are too proud of yourself. You are overestimating yourself. No. I'm not talking about myself. I'm not calling to them for myself. I'm calling them to Islam. I'm not calling to them for my personal need. Who is Abdullah Musa? A person in this world. A Muslim in this world. But I'm calling them to Islam, Quran and Sunnah. Come to Quran. Come to Sunnah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I'm not saying come to Abdullah Musa. I'm saying come to Quran and Sunnah. They want us to know, bring Quran and Sunnah closer to our deen. أعوذ بالله. كيف هذا؟ يعني خلاص, as they said, you have to in Egypt, by the way, the ministry of media ministry. They said they told the radio station not to recite the ayahs of Quran that says bad things about Jews and Christians. والله مشكلة. Then later on they said, don't recite Al-Fatiha in your Salah. Why? Because there is mentioning of Quran of Jew and Christians there. غير المغضوب عليهم, this is Jew and the people who like them. ولا الضالين, this is Jew, Christian. خلاص, don't recite Al-Fatiha. Or at least recite Fatiha Al-Fatiha. Subhanallah. See, this is the closer of the kafirin. They say you are insulting us by these ayahs. طيب خلاص, don't recite these ayahs in the radio. طيب, you are insulting us with the Fatiha. Don't recite Fatiha in the Quran Salah. What do you want us to do? Now the United Nations are telling us that girls in Saudi Arabia must be given their rights. What is the right they want to say? That she can go with her boyfriend. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Huh? Working is okay. Working is not okay in all the cases. She can work, yes, on schools of girls, maybe in medical sides of ladies, of medical sides, that's fine, no problem, as long as she needs. Not everyone, of course. But they do not want this. They want the girls go out to work with men, as secretaries, and so on. Right? Actually, that's what we say. You have to put in mind that calling for Islam is not cutting cake and eating it. The Americans, they say piece of cake. Piece of cake is easy to eat. Islam is not a piece of cake. Jannah is not cheap. أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَنْ تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. Yeah, to say that you are a Muslim and you are calling for Islam, you are practicing Islam and calling for Islam, that means you are going to be, you are going to face troubles. You have to face these troubles for La ilaha illallah, for Islam. Do you think Jannah is cheap? No, ya Habib. No. You have to face these troubles. You may go to jail, you may be troubled in your work, you may be troubled in your children, your family, so many things. You are going to face troubles. See, ask these, about these good Muslims who were in the West especially. What have they faced? Unfortunately, you will see a lot. See what happened in Bosnia and Herzegovina. What happened? Those mujahideen who were fighting Kafirin in Bosnia and Herzegovina, they were giving a Bosnian nationality. But later on, with the push of Bush, they took that. Why? Because they are in the right track. They are going to be. They cannot. The French president at that time, he said, "I cannot accept a Muslim country in Europe." So Clinton himself and some other stupid heads came to Bosnia at that time, and they made the Dayton deal or contract. Part of it is to kick out those mujahideen who were making jihad, not from the Bosnians, the Arabs and the others. Why? Because they are afraid of jihad. They are afraid of jihad. The word jihad is, a lot of people say, please, talk about anything but Salah, Sawm, Hajj, no problem. Jihad, please, Danny. Buddy. I know we are not ready for it, including me.
Jihad is
enough. Jihad is enough, that's the easy one. A lot of people are ready for it. Yani. Oh, there's jihad enough, and jihad for your children, and jihad for this. Say, fine. We accept that there is jihad, so much kind of jihad. Jihad enough. And to jihad, make yourself, jihad yourself, jihad your children, jihad your society, jihad for da'wah, but also there is jihad for kafirin. We should put them all together. Then we are not supposed to take from Islam what things that we like. Things we do not like, khali ba'deen, or let the others do it. And why Muslims, when the 9-11, as they call it, incident happened, some Muslims, they were so angry, why there was poor and helpless Americans killed? Some scholars came on TV and say, oh, ya Sheikh, this is wrong, this is not from Islam. But when Muslims are killed on Kashmir, or in Assam, in India, or in Gujarat, or on Philippines, or in Afghanistan, or Iraq, or Palestine, or Shishan, or Bosnia and Herzegovina, nobody says anything. Subhanallah, subhanallah. That's the case. Allah, Muhammad SAW told us in the hadith that, بَدَأَ الْإِسْلَامُ غَرِيبًا وَسَيَعُودُ غَرِيبًا كَمَا بَدَأَ. فطوبى للغرباء. غريب mean what? Stranger. A true Muslim now is a stranger. Wallahi, he is a stranger. Now you see a Muslim and he is in the right track of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is so stranger. Even Muslims, they do not accept him. Yeah, you are a terrorist. You are crazy. What's this? What are you doing? They really call you bad name. Ishara, you don't have a TV at home? I'm Ishara, where are you living? Alhamdulillah, I'm living fantastically without TV. Do I have to have a TV? Why am I rejecting TV? Oh, yes, Sheikh. Don't be so strict. You are extremist. I'm extremist, ya Habibi. Tell me now. I do not accept TV. I have TV, by the way. But I'm not using it as a TV. I'm using it as a video. As it's in here. But I'm not letting this channel come to my house. Why? Because I do not let them drive my children's mind. They are using this as... One American manager, he was a commercial manager on some companies, American companies. He made a book saying that TV is more dangerous than anything else on the people. Why? You are watching TV, you are seeing a lot of emotions, motion pictures, a lot of sound. So you are busy with this while they are putting in the mind what they want to put. And they are using the system of British, slow but sure, a poison. And if you drink one cup with a strong poison, ma salama. But this is, everybody knows it. And people know that you are putting the poison for this person. But if you put small unit of poison in the khazan, the tanker at the top of it, people will not die one day, or maybe 2 days, or maybe 1 month, but they will die one day. Maybe the medicine that tanker cannot see it. I mean the doctors or the why? Because it's free. Now what they are doing by these TVs and that, they are really doing this. In the beginning you see pictures, regular pictures. Later on, shway shway, they are showing you part of the lady, not all the face. Shway shway, they are showing, shway shway, they are showing, shway shway, you can see kissing. Later on you see worse. They say, the more you say like this, it will be smooth. And they want to make our being smooth. So they are making it to us every time. Every time we make a change, we are expecting to see these pictures on TV. Subhanallah. Is that only the pictures of ladies or on music? It's the case also of changing the deal itself by saying a jihad is terrorism. Subhanallah. Right. What else? Oh, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes, he's a good guy, but he's no good for now, for the time now. Deen Islam, ya shaykh, chopping hands, ya shaykh, this is savage, ya shaykh. Khas changes. Khalas, jail only. Right. Cutting the head for the kafirin or the Muslim who became a kafir, like Salman Rushdie or Taslim al-Nasri. No. Ish hadish. This is savage. Salman, don't do it. So you change it. Khalas, tell him. Until you change all Islam. Right. Do they do this in 1 day? 1 week? 1 year? No. Years and years. You want me to give you a good example? Watch your children. Watch your children when they watch Popeye. You know Popeye? What's his name? You know Popeye? Popeye is what? Try to remember the case. Popeye is a blonde. And he is a strong guy, Superman. He is helping the others, saving and protecting this skinny lady called Alice. This is a long time ago, I remember. Sayyid, I have not seen it later on. Sayyid, now, who is the bad guy? Protus. Protus is what? Our color. Beard. In the unconscious mind, the child will see this always, thinking always that the blind person, the white person is the right, and the gentleman, and that colored person is the bad, always. Now see on the counters of the airlines, how do they treat people when the white, blind person comes? Yes, sir, come please. When the, why is this? Because they have been fed into their minds years and years with this. Now, do you blame me when I say that TV is bad? This is not only one example. You can find lots of examples. Our children, unfortunately, love this. Later on, they are putting in their unconscious minds. Later on, they will become loving these things and accepting it in their life. And they are also acting upon it. Now they are here, some of our children, some of our people here, so they hate Islam. Why? Because they see more and more of these things. But they don't want to say that Islam is bad, that's in the beginning. They say Wahhabism is bad. Like Wahhabism, what is Wahhabism? Just to take this name, because some people, they don't like Wahhabism, they think it is bad. Okay, fine. They don't say Islam is bad, they say these scholars are bad, these mutawwa's are bad, these by these, until they say Islam itself is bad. But this is, as we said, slow but sure. It does not come in 1 day. It takes the time. Didn't I tell you that we are strangers? We are strangers. The person who has now TV at his home, person who does not read news or magazines, newspapers or magazines, there are some good Muslims now, news or magazines. Right, newspapers and magazines. But he's strange. I have my relatives and they ask me, you don't have TV? Subhanallah, you're strange. Yes, I'm strange. Alhamdulillah, I'm strange. Aziz. Gharib. Fatuba lil ghuraba. Ghuraba is the ruler of gharib. Gharib is one. Ghuraba is. So a Muslim in this time, he is gharib. Because he's acting gharib. Strange. He's acting strangely. Why? Because he's trying to follow Muhammad and Sunnah. If you come to this person, fine, ask him, why is he doing this? Why don't you watch TV? He say, well, because the TV has some wrong things. I cannot stop it. So I am not sure. Am I allowed to look to a good woman, good looking woman in TV? No. Am I allowed to hear music from TV? No. Am I allowed to hear how they are insulting Islam by in some way or another. No, of course not. Then I'm not going to have this in my house. What is what is the replacement? Alhamdulillah, there's a lot of good replacement. If you cannot make your children busy with Quran and Sunnah, memorizing Quran and following it and doing good things, bring them video and use some of these video tapes, which is at least changed somewhere or another to be not bad to Islam that much. There is some Arabic companies now, they are working on these cartoons to change the bad words into it, into good words, you know. They're like, assalamu alaikum, jazakallah khair, and these things, they're trying. Although, it's alright, but we want more, we want better. There are some good cartoons, like Muhammad al-Fatih, about the jihad on Muhammad al-Fatih against the Christians and Constantinia, which is Istanbul now. There is some other good, like Muzaffar Quds and the Ayn Jalut battle. There are some, fine, but this is not enough, of course. But if you have to replace, you have to replace with some good things. There is Tom and Jerry in Arabic, they have changed some of them. Although it's bad, you know, and the action of Tom and Jerry, that what? Is... But, ah, you like Tom and Jerry?
Always fighting.
Oh, yeah. Subhanallah.
I think, one question.
Yes, sir.
In most of the parts of India, I've seen that if somebody, for example, a person dying in the night, he's being buried at Purja in the morning, people beside him sit down and pray Quran. Is it right or wrong?
Ask Quran and Sunnah. Has Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did this?
No. That's what I just wanted to ask.
Okay. No, he didn't.
He didn't.
And
I've heard it when I was in Dammam that this is a practice which is, I think in most of the Shia community, they are doing this at this stage.
Yes.
That's still going on in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, they are doing. Shia, by the way, even in Saudi Arabia, they are around three sides.
There is saying that when a person is sick, so he is about to die, still they have the concept that he can hear the verses of Quran in
Surah Yasin.
There
is hadith.
Yeah. I mean, whenever a person reading to him, he can understand what is going on during death and after death like that, then only it's permitted to read. I mean, the person still should have some consciousness.
Yes. There is two hadith. There is two hadith, actually, in the case of reciting things on the dying person, not
but
this person.
A condition about that. The person should understand Arabic, that we call it.
No.
How do we know?
No. It's Quran. No, actually, this surah will make, the hadith, will make the soul of the person go easily or peacefully. Okay, Quran is affecting everybody, whether they know Arabic or not. But there are two hadith in this case. Hadith of Surah Yasin and the other hadith of saying La ilaha illallah to the dead person. Now, not the dead person. Now, Muslims misunderstood this and say they go to the grave when he's buried, say La ilaha illallah. That he's dying. He already dead. Khalas. How can he? Now, say La ilaha illallah. And they recite Quran for him. And they recite Surah Yasin for... Ya Habibi, Muhammad SAW said on the hadith, recite Yasin for these people who are dying among you. Yes, I think it's not so authentic, but still, you know, people can accept it. Okay, so reciting Surah Yasin on those people who are dying is helping them to, the soul to go easily. Also saying La ilaha illallah, you're telling the person who is dying, not the, because we know the other hadith to say that if tawbah is accepted unless the person is khalas dead, or khalas, soul is here, khalas, then you cannot accept, Allah Ta'ala will not accept the tawbah or repenting. Now, how, what's the wisdom to say, tell him, say La ilaha illallah while he's already dead? On the grave. Or go and recite, make adhan on the grave, or go and recite Quran. What's the use of this? Again, we say that to do worshipping, there is the two conditions. What are they? For Allah only and the way of Muhammad SAW. Did Muhammad SAW do this? Did he order us to do this? Did Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, the Khulafa do this? No. Then we are not doing it. Alhamdulillah. So I think... You want to continue? I'm ready, but I don't want to give more time. Yes, brother.
If clapping is allowed, some people say there is no clapping in Islam.
Yes, some sheikhs, they said, what Allah Ta'ala said in the Holy Quran about the Quraysh, وَمَا كَانَ صَلَاتُهُمْ عِنْدَ الْبَيْتِ إِلَّا مُكَاءً وَتَصْدِيَةً. مُكَاءً, okay, means whistling. تَصْدِيَةً is clapping. So they said, because of this, we are not supposed to follow the kafirin on our life. So They say, if you say, and if you see something you like, you say, Allahu Akbar, MashaAllah, SubhanAllah. Sheikh bin Uthaymeen, rahmatullah alayhi, he said, it's all right, in the case of clapping and whistling, it's not so much on aqidah that it could affect Islam of the person. If you leave it, alhamdulillah, if you do it, or some people do it, don't be so hard on them, no, this is wrong, this is kufr, it's not kufr, it's not anything. It's actually, the extent of it, it could go be like a sin. So if this is a sin, there's a major sin, there's a shirk on there, so we will busy with shirk, not with this sin. As we give as an example, if you have a person who has already lost his head, his neck is cut, but he has also a cut in his finger. So you are a doctor, you will take care of the finger, you will take care of the neck. The guy is dead, he's halas, ma'as-salam. If you don't try to put him quickly back, then he will, no. And no, let's see his finger, it's more important. So now, in the case of this, if these people say that clapping is incorrect, we are not too busy with it. If somebody asks you, say, is it good? Say, well, I don't like it. And hopefully, this I could mention it. Please. But if I see the person now, he is not actually praying, or he's falling into shirk, go to the grave, or asking somebody, I think his democracy is okay. And he is also having a clapping. Which one am I going to talk about? I'll go to talk about shirk. Save him from shirk first of all. Clapping is later. So we have to make what sequence or which is more important to talk about. First of all, priorities. First of all, tawheed. Then we come later on. A person who is smoking, as an example, cigarettes. At the same time, he's not praying with jama'ah. Or not praying at all. Which one are you going to talk about? You start with what? With salah. Because leaving salah, as some scholars said, totally kufr. While smoking is haram. Then comes to the point, I start with salah. When the guy starts to start with jama'ah, then I will talk to him about the case of cigarettes or smoking. No, it's haram because of this and this.